The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
So last Thursday, we caught up with Tom, and he had some heavy information to pass along with us.
I recently found out, and she definitely did it, that she's been cheating on me, or did cheat on me, I should say, because it seems like the relationship's over now, and I actually have confirmation of that, at least for now.
Yeah, that the infidelity has ended, and he said his relationship with his wife actually got better, and... you know, his love life was improved, and so his question kind of was...
I don't really want to make a big deal about it, because I don't really want to rock the boat.
Yeah, and so...
he likes the way things are now, and he's afraid that if he brings it up, it's going to possibly give her an out, if that's what she was wanting, and maybe he didn't want to know that. He just likes the way it's going right now. Like, maybe she's feeling guilty and she's reinvesting herself in their marriage, and he's all like, this is great news for me.
Yeah, and a lot of people were like, hey, you know, it was pretty split with, you know, the comments. People
like, tell her, don't tell her.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, if you can live with it and if you are able to, you know, move past it, then don't tell her. But then others were like, you know, trust is big, so...
yes. And there was a big question mark as to, you know, how invested is she in the marriage? Mm-hmm. And why did she step out of it? Like, is this going to happen again down the line? So I was leaning towards, I feel like you need to put it all on the table. Like, all the cards need to be exposed. Like, I know this happened. Why did it happen?
Right.
You know, where are her feelings at?
All right. So, I had just messaged him over the weekend, just, you know, how you doing? He got back last night, with a message at 10:46, says, hey guys, thanks for the message. Things have been pretty status quo for my wife and I since our conversation. I was actually a little worried and almost hopeful that she would have heard this segment on the radio and that would be the icebreaker.
Oh, wow.
She didn't. And okay. After a lot of thinking, I've made my mind up that I'm just going to have to tell her I know.
Okay. I thought you were going down the path of I'm just not going to tell her.
I know. I was kind of thinking that was going to go, that he was going to do that too. He says, I know there were a lot of people who said to let it go and move forward, but I decided that part of what I need to move forward is to get it all out in the open. Part of my hesitation is I know this will throw a huge rock through the window of our marriage and it'll take time to repair it. But I know it has to be done. I don't want to be the apathetic type who just gets walked all over.
Good for him.
I need to man up. I told my best friend and he advised me to get all my proof in order because she'll deny it and get mad at me. So I'm still working through that part. I'm thinking I'll talk to her in the next couple of days. I'll message you back once I let her know. Thanks again for the support.
So that update.
I know. I was like, so this is kind of an update. Tell us that there's no update.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I'm glad that he's decided to put it all out there because I feel like, you know, secrets in a marriage is never going to lead to good things. Like, you have to be completely honest with each other to move forward, I feel like, and have a future.
You know, I heard someone a while ago say 100% honesty in a relationship is bad. 98% honesty is good. But I don't feel like this falls into that 2%.
I don't think so either. Like, what kind of secrets are acceptable and what are not? I feel like this is one of those that's not acceptable.
Right. Leanne messages us and says, how in the world has he not said anything yet? Well, I mean, you heard Tom. He was very...
he's been kicking it around for a while.
Yes. He sounds like a guy that's just like, hey, will you take the trash out? Yeah, I'll get to it.
Like, you know what? Maybe the little secrets that in the 2% are, I spent a little too much on this sweater. We don't tell our husband that.
Right. You know, I mean, and so I think that he had to get there himself. And so, I guess the update is we'll check back in with him.
Oh, gosh. Now I kind of, don't you kind of want to know the proof? Like, yeah. I need to know. Like, he's lining up the evidence, and I'm kind of like, well, what's the evidence?
I know. It's like, Exhibit A.
Yeah. Are we putting together a PowerPoint presentation?
Right. And you'll see text message Exhibit B.
Oh, no.
Man. All right. I hope.
I'm hoping, because I know he doesn't want the marriage to end. So yeah. I'm hoping they can get past this. I hope that she, you know, realizes her mistake and has fully 100% reinvested herself in the marriage and won't do that again. Mm-hmm. I hope they can air it all out and start fresh and be stronger than ever. That's what I hope.
Because now we're all in this.
Yes, I'm invested. We're all invested now.
All right. Well, Tom, let us know, and hopefully everything works out the way you want it to. And, you know, communication and honesty will prevail here. Okay, you can listen back to the original call and conversation that we had with Tom, WDGX.com, click listen, or we've just tweeted it out, by the way, @BenAndKellyShow.